The Bird Show.
I think I'm genuinely, like, often in a good mood, right? Like, I wake up in a good mood. I'm a pretty happy person in general, and I think it drives people crazy. I really think it annoys. I really do. I really think that it annoys people in my life, and I think that for some of my friends, like some of my maybe extended group of friends, like, think that I should be less happy than I am. Let me explain. I know this is really a strange thing.
It's such a terrible thing to wish on someone.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That Jen Hobby is too happy. She really needs to have some misery days.
Now, let's talk about the levels here, though. Is this like I'm seeing you for the first time in the morning and you're overly hypey, overly happy girl?
No. I think the way that it's been annoying people lately is that I've been able to sort of move on from some pretty heavy, bad emotional things in my life. You know, I got divorced a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I went through another relationship and a breakup. And I feel like the people around me think I should still be upset by that. And maybe don't give me credit for having gone through the therapy work that I did and really trying to get healthy and really trying to understand, you know, the mistakes that I made in my life or decisions I made or things I went through. And I've really tried to like dig in and get healthy with all of that. So I feel like I have in the last couple of years really worked hard at that and spent a lot of money on that. And I feel like coming out on the other side of that like surprises people. I think people still think I should be upset that I'm divorced and still think that I should be in some sort of like gloomy mood. And the fact that I've like been able to kind of move on, like I feel judged for being happy now. Does that make any sense?
Is it?
Yeah. Because is it a case where they don't trust the happiness? They think it's masking something?
I guess. I don't know. But I just feel
Or do they have less things going on in their life that makes them unhappy? And so they're almost mad that you're able to overcome something big, but they're just mad because, like, they got one tire on their car that always goes flat.
That's kind of how I have been perceiving it. And I think it's also like they don't give me the credit because they don't give me the credit for having gone through like all that like therapy stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, because maybe they haven't gone through any therapy or know what that's about or know the questions you have to face or talk about or like sort of like it's like I call it like cleaning out a wound. Mm-hmm. Like if you just put a Band-Aid on top of a big scratch that's got all kinds of like dirt and gravel and rocks in it when you skin up your knee, you're just going to have a big old infection, right?
It's
sexy.
But
if you get in there and you dig out the bad stuff and you clean out the dirt
and scrape
it out and it's raw for a while and it really hurts for a while, but then all of a sudden it heals and it's a lot better and it's, you know, and it's not infected. So I sort of think of therapy the same way as the way that you treat your heart or your emotions or your head, you know? And so, I don't know, I feel like I feel like all these people think that I should really be still very upset, and I'm not. I'm in a new relationship, mm-hmm. and I am, like, in love and feeling so happy about life, and I feel like I annoy people because of that.
If it wasn't you we were talking about,
it's funny.
This would be what I would say, but I've seen the people that you surround yourself with, and they're all so genuine, but I think if it was another person I was talking to, I would say that sometimes people gravitate towards you because you're that kind of person. Like, they're negative, and it makes them feel better about themselves. Not consciously, but it makes them feel better about themselves when they're hanging out with somebody that has a whole bunch of problems. And now that you're on the other side, I wonder if you have to break up with some of those people because you're just not that person anymore.
Right, like a misery loves company thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not miserable, they don't want to be around me?
And part of the attraction...
part of your charm was your misery.
Part of my charm was that part of my life sucked
part
for
of
a while.
Being attracted to you was that you were so bummed, and now you're not bummed anymore, and you're not really fulfilling that need for it.
Because you made them feel better because you were so miserable.
Because my life sucked way worse than theirs for a while.
You should introduce them to Brittany.
But I think part of it is that you explained to a therapist the deep emotions. You didn't explain to all your friends the deep cuts that really went on.
Right.
So I don't think they fully understand that you're in a different place because they don't know the full story and they don't know the full expectations.
That's true. Because only really my very closest circle of friends know the full story or anything that I would share with a therapist.
Right.
I mean, you know, but my, you know, outer circles of friends or extended group of friends, I guess, wouldn't understand all of that part of it. And they think maybe I skipped that part.
Mm-hmm. Or is it just that you're dating somebody new and talking about them all the time and it's annoying the hell out of them?
Probably.
God, I wish you'd shut up about him.
Okay, we know. He's awesome. Great.
I hate him.
Get it. The Bird Show.